anywhere I want.
If you can see it or stream it
anywhere I need,
Gray will review it. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.
So the new biopic of Elvis from Baz Luhrmann. Gray, is there a biopic of a musician that they haven't made yet that you think that would be very fascinating to watch?
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim. He is a fantastically weird, strange individual. Like his stories, there's a lot going on there.
I want to see the movie treatment for him. There is a documentary, but I want more because he is and remains, like has been for decades and still is, one of the most memorable, weird, interesting performers. I would be excited to see that. And I am dying, by the way, to see the Weird Al Yankovic TV
series. With Daniel Radcliffe. That looks so good.
Oh, I can't wait. It's been making me revisit all my old Weird Al stuff.
And yes.
If you pass by me in the car and I'm laughing hysterically, I'm listening to Weird Al.
Well, here is a clip for the movie Elvis.
Give him a warm hayride welcome to a Mr. Elvis Presley.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero.
Well, you may go to college.
I just want to know whatever happened to the guy who yelled at his first show, get a haircut, buttercup.
I was just thinking that same thing.
I mean, how wrong were you, buddy?
I know. Do you think that people that yelled stuff like that at Elvis would, like, that was their only claim to fame? Like, they would tell, they'd sit around and, like, tell people at the dinner table, like, one time I told Elvis to get a haircut.
And then I lost my girlfriend to him. Because
exactly.
He shook his hips.
Oh, my God. This movie is hilarious. Like, the male extras who are hanging on desperately to the female extras who are like lunging for Elvis. Oh my God, I noticed it more than once. So Elvis is the latest creation from Baz Luhrmann, who he did movies like Moulin Rouge and you know, Romeo and Juliet from the 90s that we're all obsessed with if you're my age.
Right.
And Elvis is exhausting. Like, Baz Luhrmann hasn't made a film in a really long time, since Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
He was saving it all up for this one.
Okay.
He moves through the entire career of one of our most important pop culture figures in 2 hours and 40 minutes.
So it's a whole Elvis thing. I mean, it goes from young Elvis all the way up to Vegas Elvis then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Kurt, it is so much.
Yeah.
But if anybody can handle it, it's Baz. Like, he's a really good director, and in the star of the film, Austin Butler, he has a complete gold mine. This kid, like, literally no one else in the film shines like this kid does. Austin Butler, I had no idea who he was.
Right.
But as a less serious Elvis fan myself, I had trouble understanding where Austin Butler ended and Elvis began.
Wow.
The performance is so amazing that is the number one, two, and three reason to see this film. It's stylistic, it's gorgeous, it's sparkly, it's gaudy. It has energy. It's exactly the movie that Elvis deserves.
Okay.
You just aren't going to learn anything that you don't already know. This is like a Wikipedia version. I couldn't have cared less about any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Austin Butler as Elvis is absolutely earth-shatteringly good.
All right. Thank you, Gray. Have a great weekend. You can follow Gray on YouTube at The Gray Area or on Instagram and always hear her at star1025.com.
Someone have a mop? Yeah, we just had a hot mess. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning on Star 102.5.